Good morning, and welcome to On the Record here on WYPR. I'm Ashley Stern. That is the call of an osprey, courtesy of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Ospreys are one of the largest birds of prey in North America, with a wingspan of up to 6 feet. They're brown-backed birds with white heads and white bellies. They spend their summers catching fish, building nests, and having babies around the Chesapeake Bay. But they have developed an affinity for nesting on utility poles, and that can be life-threatening for them and can cause power outages that impact us. Baltimore Gas and Electric has developed a program called Osprey Watch to protect the birds and the power lines. And for details, we turn to Sarah Niebel, Principal Environmental Project Manager at BGE. Sarah, welcome to On the Record.
Oh, thanks so much for having me here.
Ospreys are really big birds, and they make really big nests, too. What do these nests look like?
They do. So these big birds, they make nests on top of poles, and they're usually about 2 to 3 feet wide when they first start, but they build year after year if they're successful at keeping their nest there, and they can get up to 6 feet wide and several feet deep.
So these birds come back to the same place every year?
They do.
And just add on additions to their little homes?
They do. They can get up to over 100 pounds.
Wow.
And yeah, we can actually sit in the nests if we want to. They get really big.
Where in our region do ospreys nest?
You know, in our region, they're all over the Chesapeake Bay watershed. So you can find them throughout almost all of Maryland, especially close to the shoreline of the water. So all around Baltimore, you'll see them, you know, everywhere. And especially this time of year, it's critical to keep an eye out for them.
Before there were utility poles, where did their nest go up?
They nested at the very top of big trees, or like the top of snags, or old dead trees, or cliffsides. So they wanted to find a place where they can land and take off easy, and also high enough to keep their young away from predators.
But they've grown to like utility poles.
They have.
Why do you think that is?
Well, there's a couple different theories. So we think that they like utility poles because they're really hard to climb up, so it keeps their young away from predators. And, you know, they're pretty tall, so they kind of act like a big tree or a cliff. And also, I think they've created an affinity for man-made structures because of the conservation efforts we've done in the last couple decades trying to bring back that population, which has been a huge success. Ospreys are back from a really low point in their population in the 1970s. Now, after creating a lot of osprey platforms out in the water, I think they're used to that type of structure. And so utility poles are kind of used.
We've
like
encouraged
those
them to come back with these platforms,
right?
And now they're looking for other man-made places to live.
Right, exactly.
So if ospreys do decide to nest on utility poles, what kind of damage can occur to the poles, to the birds?
Sure. So to the birds, it can be lethal. So if they, when they're flying to and from the nest, if their wings touch the wires, then they can actually get electrocuted, and that's obviously not a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's really lethal. So we hate seeing that. And then if the nest, if the sticks that they create their nests with end up touching the wires, it can create a fire. So that obviously can be really dangerous to chicks and to the parents, and so it's really heartbreaking to see that. So we try and avoid that as much as possible.
Do these sort of incidents happen regularly?
We try not to have them happen, which is the whole point of the osprey program. But every once in a while, there are fires, and sometimes the chicks are in the nest, and most of the time, they're not, thankfully, that it's just a nest just starting to be built. So we try and be really attentive for that.
If someone sees an osprey nest or something that they think is an osprey nest, what should they do?
I would love it if they emailed us at our ospreywatch@bge.com email address. Send us some photos if they can, and the pole number, which you can find just on a metal tag on the pole, or the nearest house address would be really lovely.
So just as long as you can identify approximately where the pole is.
Yes.
Get in touch with you with that.
Yep.
That's Sarah Niebel, Principal Environmental Project Manager at BGE. We are talking about the utilities Osprey Watch program here on the record. I'm Ashley Sterner. Sarah, when crews respond to a call of an osprey nest, what do they do when they get there?
Well, they'll take a look at the pole. They'll see, you know, everything that's going on with it. They might end up flying a drone up to see what's happening with the nest. And then they'll do their best to remove the nest, especially if there's no eggs or chicks in it. So they'll remove it, put up osprey deterrent, which there's a couple different types that we've been trying out. And then if there are chicks or eggs in the nest, we usually leave it in place and just put, like, insulation and protectors all around it so they have a less likelihood of getting injured.
So if there are no chicks or eggs in the nest, they put up the deterrents. Mm-hmm. What do these deterrents look like?
The most common one we're using right now is called a half pipe, and it's just we cut a corrugated pipe in half and place it on top of the utility pole and cross our fingers that it works. These osprey are pretty persistent, so they'll try and re-nest there a couple of times usually before they give up. So we might have to come back once or twice and take the nest away again.
Does the deterrent stay up year after year once they've...
Oh, yes.
Okay, so...
Yeah. Just leave
once,
it in place.
Once they've identified the pole as a place they want, you have to make sure that they never come back.
Yes.
If there are eggs and chicks in the nest, you said they put up insulation?
Mm-hmm. All around the wires and the equipment on the pole itself. And sometimes we use, like, insulating blankets as well. So we just try and really protect that nest so that those chicks can grow up safely. And then once the osprey leave for migrating down south in the fall, then we'll remove the nest and put up deterrents.
So all around the bay, there are all these deterrents from past years of when ospreys have decided to nest on these poles.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever consider moving a nest if it's got eggs or chicks?
I looked into the statistics for that, and we haven't removed a nest in the last 5 years.
Does it impact them at all if the nest that they have taken all this time to build gets taken away?
They can rebuild a nest in about 7 days, and we've even seen it happen in 3 days. So I think they just can move somewhere else, build a new nest, and continue on with their lives and with their breeding season.
Do they ever show up while your teams are there and find out that their nest is being taken down and get angry about that?
They might, if there are chicks or eggs in it, they might dive bomb our crews. So we have to keep the safety of our crews in mind. But usually if there's no eggs or chicks in the nest, they just fly away and come back later.
What kind of training do the teams that deal with osprey nests get?
We have training from our environmental team on how to handle ospreys, and basically it's how to remove the nest and the sticks off the equipment without getting electrocuted, so a lot of your
which is important
safety mm-hmm. around electricity. And then it's a lot of, during the spring season, just being more aware of that problem and looking up more and making sure that they're not seeing sticks up there.
How many nests do you deal with in a typical year?
Around 5 to 15 or so every year.
And at what time of year do they start building their nests?
They'll come back from Central and South America in late February, early March. They'll start building their nest shortly after that. And then they usually start laying eggs in mid-April to mid-May.
And so at this point, any nests that are up probably have eggs, probably have maybe chicks?
There's a good chance right now if you see a nest, there is probably eggs in there. But not all of them have laid their eggs quite yet.
But so it's important that if anybody sees a nest right now, to get response, because we want to be able to protect the chicks if they're there and get rid of that nest before chicks start hatching, before eggs are laid, if possible.
Yes, absolutely. We would love if your listeners could call us if they see an osprey nest, because if we haven't seen it yet and put up deterrents, we really want to protect those chicks. And if those eggs aren't in there yet, we'd love to get remove that nest so that they can stay safe and just nest somewhere else entirely.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Sarah Nebel is Principal Environmental Project Manager at BGE. If you see an osprey nest on a utility pole, get note of the pole number or the closest address to it and email ospreywatch@bge.com or call 1-800-685-0123. That contact information is at the On the Record page at wypr.org. Short break now, when On the Record's back, a story from the stoop. I'm Ashley Sterner. Stay with us.